Today's reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 to 24. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it, not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Manjot, for your reading. Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you this morning. So this Sunday, we're focusing on how God calls us to our front line. So this is the third Frontline Sunday that we've done. We had our first one back in January. Don't know if you remember, if you were at church that Sunday, you may remember being given putting a red sticker on a large map. We had a map of Harrogate and Knaresborough and surrounding area. We were all encouraged to take a little red sticker and to stick it on this map. And the little red dots were to remind us of how God calls us to the places where we are during the week. That we're not just church when we gather together, but we're church when we're out there in the world. And so those red dots were to remind us of that. And we all got given a small blue and red with this design on it, coaster. And the idea was you take that to your workplace or the place where you are most of the week, and you'd use it as your drinks mat. And that would remind you that God is with you in those places and you're called to live out your faith in those places. And then the second Frontline Sunday we had in February, and we were all given a postcard that looked like this. I don't know if you can see that, but it has three P's on it: presence, pressure, and purpose. So we're thinking about presence, how God is with us in our places where we are during the week, our front lines. Pressure, how sometimes there can be real challenges in these places. And purpose, that God has a purpose for us in the places that we find ourselves in Monday to Saturday. And since that last Frontline Sunday in February, we've been hearing the word frontline quite a lot, haven't we? Because frontline workers has been used to describe those who are on the front line fighting against the coronavirus. So that word frontline has got a whole new meaning to it, and it's something we've been hearing a lot. Now, since lockdown, for some of us, our frontline has moved from being out in the workplace to being working from home. For others, they've remained in their workplace, but there's been a whole load of new challenges and new measures and restrictions in place in their workplaces. For others too, they've still at home, but now they're at home with greater restrictions. So everyone's life has changed in some way. And the material for Frontline Sunday includes the following diagram, where there's lots of dots in this square. And this first diagram represents the gathered church. So as you can see in the top corner there, there's some red dots, and they represent church, particularly when we gather to church. So it's reckoned that there's about something between 3% and 6% of the UK population who regularly attend church, who are part of a church. And so those little dots gathered together in the corner represent that. And yet the second diagram represents the scattered church. So in this image, you see that the red dots are spread out all over the place. And so that represents how, even though we might be a small number of people who are regular churchgoers, people who are following Christ, actually we are coming to contact throughout the week with lots of different people. And so we have this opportunity to have an impact on the world wherever we find ourselves. This diagram highlights the fact that we don't go to church, but we are the church wherever we find ourselves. Now, because of the lockdown, we're now more scattered than ever. We're more the scattered church than we were even before. But that does not mean that the church is closed. The building may be closed, but the church is not a building. The church is people, people who love God, people who know that they're loved by God, and that they're called to share that love in the world with the people they come into contact with. And that brings us nicely to this week's theme. This week's theme, we're thinking about whatever we do. So we've thought about wherever we are, but we're now thinking about whatever we do. So whatever we do, no matter how small or insignificant it may seem, it matters to God. It's part of our worship. It's how we live out our faith and witness to God's love. So we're going to show a little film now, which where we see people living out their everyday tasks, and we see how these tasks are valuable to God.
Evening comes.
Lay tasks to rest.
Thoughts reflecting on the day.
The gifts you give.
The people you trust me with.
What an honour it is
to work within your plan.
You know my name.
For the work you give me, your strength sustains.
Yet I am more to you than instrument.
I am son, daughter, friend.
In my inmost, knit to you.
Inseparable.
Invaluable.
Loved.
Celebrated.
Heard.
Pursued.
Grace abounding.
Found in you.
My work could not win this gift from you.
So these short films help to highlight the fact that the things we do in our everyday life matter to God. I've been trying to emphasise this as we've started to open our church building. We can now open for private prayer. It's an empty building with a few plastic chairs that are all set out 2 metres apart, and it doesn't feel much like church. There's no singing, there's no coffee, there's no communion, no hugs and no handshakes. All the things that make it community, we can't do. And if we thought that church was just meeting in a certain building, then we would say, well, we can't do church anymore. It's not allowed. We'll just have to stop being church until a vaccine is found, until we can get back to normal. But we have never stopped being church, because the church is not the building. We are the church in our everyday places, in Zoom meetings, through telephone calls, with our families, in our key worker workplaces, on social media, joining together online like this. In this morning's passage, Paul, as he writes to the early church, he makes some amazing statements that are so encouraging for us. The first is this, in verse 15, he says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." That feels like a really good message for us at the moment, doesn't it? Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. I wonder if we should even take a moment right now to let those words sink in for us. Why don't you take a breath as you sit wherever you are, in your living rooms, in your houses, as I read those words again. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. The peace of Christ ruling in our hearts, the peace of Christ speaking louder and clearer than any fear. Louder and clearer than the media or the fractious politics that surround us. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. That is really worth meditating on and praying into. Paul goes on in verse 16. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. If we're going to live for Christ in our daily life, in the world today, then we are going to need firstly the peace of Christ, ruling in our hearts, but we're also going to need the message of Christ to be dwelling amongst us. We need Christ's message of forgiveness and mercy and compassion and justice. It needs to be rich within us. Verse 17, Paul goes on, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Paul is saying to the early church, both the things you say and the things you do are to be done in the name of Jesus. So how does that work? What's the difference between doing a task and doing a task in Jesus' name? How do we do things and say things in Jesus' name? Well, I think it's something to do with framing all our words and all our activities in the bigger picture and the worldview that sees Jesus Christ as Lord, Jesus Christ as the maker, the redeemer, and the sustainer of all things. See, Scripture tells us that Christ was with God at the moment the world came into existence, that Christ and God, as part of the Trinity, helped shape the laws of the universe, the laws of physics, that Jesus rescued the world of creation from its pathway to sin and death, and that Christ is sustaining each and every moment, even this moment right now, as we sit and watch, as we take part in church this morning. Jesus Christ is the sustainer of this moment. And if that is true, then nothing, not even the smallest task or smallest conversation or action, is outside of Christ's reign, outside of his lordship. See, there is no sacred and secular divide. There are not some tasks that are sacred and other tasks that are secular. There are not some jobs who are sacred and other jobs that are secular. There are no workplaces or homes that do not come under God's reign. Jesus is our Redeemer. And our response to who Jesus is and to what he has done is to join in with his ongoing redemption, putting the world right, speaking and acting in ways that bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, self-control. And if that's too many things to remember, if you just focus on love, then the rest will follow. Paul goes on to talk about wives, husbands, children, fathers, slaves, and masters. He's saying no matter who you are, no matter what your position in society is, whether you're at the top or the bottom as people perceive it, you can live it for God. He repeats that phrase at verse 23, whatever you do. He says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. You may have heard the phrase, you don't have to do your job, you get to do your job. We don't have to join with God as he redeems the world. It's not enforced on us, but we get to. We get the opportunity to be part of what God is doing. It's not because we're better and more worthy than anybody else. It's because we have come to recognize in Jesus the love and mercy and peace that is on offer to us. It's a wonderful combination of humility on one side, recognizing how we often get it wrong, but also empowerment, recognizing that God is with us. And that is such an amazing combination of things, such a healthy and helpful combination of things, to have humility, but also to know that we're empowered. The humility that says, yeah, I don't always get it right, I'm not perfect, but also the love and the empowerment that says, but I can join in. I am worth something. I am loved. I do matter. And this life does matter. God is with us. He's in us and he is for us. In whatever we do, wherever we find ourselves, whatever restrictions are put upon us, God is still with us. And with his peace in our hearts, as Paul says, and with his message dwelling richly among us, as he continues, whatever we do can be done for him. Let's take a moment to pray. Lord, we thank you that whatever we do can be done in your name and for your glory. We pray for those who are in workplaces, whether working from home or working in their normal places of work. We pray for the difficulties and stress that they may have to manage at this time. We pray for those at home. We pray for family relationships and dynamics. for forgiveness, healing, love, and mercy to abound. We pray for friendships, the support and love that is offered. We pray, Lord, that your peace would dwell in our hearts, in that deepest, most part of ourselves. We would have and know your peace and be able to live out from that place of peace, speaking peace to others. We thank you, Jesus, that your message of love and forgiveness, that it may be in us and that it may pour out of us in our words and our actions. And we pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Maker, our Sustainer, our Redeemer. Amen.